Honey, I'm so glad you're here. I need to talk to you about something, but first I need you to promise me you will let me say all I need to say before interrupting me. I really need to get this all out before you respond or ask questions, so please let me finish. Okay? You promise you are going to let me say all I need to say before responding? Alright, I'm going to keep you to that promise. You know I've never had an orgasm, and I know you have tried so hard and been so wonderful to me. I appreciate all you have done. You're so sweet going down on me, buying me toys and books, and even getting us the counselor to help. I know you just want me to experience that amazing feeling of an orgasm. I know it makes you feel bad to know that you can't get me over the edge, and I can see the disappointment when you have tried so hard to please me and it simply isn't enough. I love you, and you are so sweet and the perfect husband. I wish it would happen, but it just doesn't, no matter how hard you and I try. Now, here's what I need to tell you. I want to let you know something. Something I think will make you so very happy, but you have to promise you will let me finish, okay? I finally had an orgasm. It was amazing, and everything you said it would be. I'm so glad you have worked so hard to convince me to try anything just to have one. I love it so much. It overtook me, it shocked me, and it was so far beyond anything I have ever felt. It made me scream out loud and then giggle like a schoolgirl. God, it was so fucking good. It was so fucking good. It gets me wet just thinking about how great it was. I know, honey. No, wait, honey. I said I needed you to let me say everything before you interrupted me. I really need you to listen, especially to the next part, okay? Without interrupting. So this part is a bit awkward, but I need you to listen. You know, I was on that business trip on DC last week. I cut down from work all early and have an evening for myself. I thought I would do something nice for us in our relationship and thought I would try to, well, you know, the counselor said I should watch some sexy movies. So I thought I would try to get in the mood to touch myself. I clicked on the TV and I went to the movie selection screen and the adult section. You know, I'm so shocked by any sort of sexual stuff, and I got scared by the dirty pictures, which I'm sure weren't that dirty. I really wanted to do this for us, so I opened my eyes and just pressed play on the first one without really looking at what it was. I promised myself I'll watch it no matter what was on it. I know, honey. I know. Just let me finish. I heard the video start, and I slowly opened my eyes and started watching it. There was a young girl, and she opened the door for a tall, black man. I instantly was in shock simply because I never imagined it would be some sort of interracial porn video. I stopped the video. I wasn't going to watch this. Then I said to myself, no, you are going to watch this. It's for us. You know, I'm not a big drinker, but I thought some drinks might make this easier. I opened the minibar and grabbed all the little bottles of liquor and a bottle of wine. I quickly took a shot and pressed play. This young lady quickly got excited for the black guy and went, well, one thing led to another, and she took his pants off. When I saw his cock, I paused the video. I was embarrassed and shocked and thought, I need another drink. I took another shot, looked back at the TV, and then took another shot and opened the bottle of wine. I'm not sure what came over me. I was so embarrassed, but I was shocked by the size of his cock. I always thought the penis was big, but this guy was huge. It made me think, well, I haven't seen any other penis except yours. I felt my pussy tingling. I touched it. It was wet. No, it was sopping wet. It's never been like that. I felt a need to put my fingers in me. I had to. I touched my pussy and my fingers slid right in with virtually no force. God, it felt good. I slipped another finger in. Oh God, it feels so fucking good. Wait a minute, your cock doesn't go in that easy, I thought to myself, and it's not as thick as two of my fingers. I assumed your cock was big. You always told me it was. I never questioned because it was hard to get in, but maybe I just wasn't this wet. My pussy ached and I immediately pressed play as I had to see what was next. The girl got on her knees to have oral sex with the big black guy and he said, "No, I'm going to fuck you now." Whoa, such a forceful man. Oh God. The bed was getting wet with my juices. You have always been so sweet and understanding, but this man didn't care. He wanted this girl pussy and he just took it and started fucking her like a madman. I suddenly realized I had three fingers in my pussy and I wanted more. I don't know what came over me. I slid forth a tiny bit and there was some resistance, but I knew I needed it. I needed to be stretched like the girl on the stand. I forced it in and I found myself saying out loud, "Thank you!" Right after the huge black guy on the screen taught the girl to do the same. God, it was like he was fucking me, making me his bitch. I felt like I was there and I started to talk to him like he was inside me as I watched him fuck me. Oh, God. Make me your white little whore. Yes, I can't. I screamed. Oh, fucking God. Oh, fuck that one. Oh shit! I screamed. There was a knock at the door and suddenly I came back to my senses. I was embarrassed as I realized just what I had been saying out loud and was very loud for that matter. Oh God. You don't think someone hurt me? I thought to myself. I went to the peephole and looked through as the person on the other side said, "Are you okay, ma'am?" I trembled as I saw him and said, "Yes, I'm fine." The man on the other side was a handsome young black man with a build similar to the man in the video. He had a whole shirt on and knocked again saying, "Ma'am, I heard you screaming. I was concerned. I wish you would just go away so I could get back to my video." Just the thought of the man in the video made my pussy tremble. And again I found myself with fingers in my pussy. This time I was in awkward position of looking through the pee hole through. And it was tough to stand. God, my pussy was so wet and dripping. I started drifting back to the fantasy, now thinking about this youngster taking me right here and stretching my pussy like the girl on the video. I tried to slip in a fourth finger like before and said to myself, "Take it, you bitch," and pressed hard into my tight pussy. The fourth finger slipped in and I felt so full and so good. And my knees got weak. I lost my balance and screamed as I fell and hit my head. I heard the young man outside say, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" I stayed silent, hoping he would go away. As I kept fingering myself, despite the pain in my head from falling. After a short break, he said, "Ma'am, I'm coming in. I'm concerned." I panicked as he opened the door quickly as he showed me with my fingers in my cock and juices dripping down my hand. I saw him look right into my eyes and we both looked away. I looked back to see his eyes focused on the TV, which was paused while a black guy was fucking a tiny white girl doggy style. When I was looking at him, he looked back at me and stretched out his hand. He helped me to the bed and acted so professional like he didn't see the video or me with my fingers in my pussy. I looked right at him and thanked him for helping me up. We looked at each other for what seemed like forever. Then he said something that shocked me to my core. "Bend over, bitch, because I'm going to show you what you've been dreaming about." I have never been so shocked in my life. I have always been treated with respect and dignity by you and the man in my life, and this was the exact opposite. I was disgusted, but it made my pussy wet. I was so surprised to find myself turning around, and I got on all fours. I didn't see his dick and had no idea how big he was until I felt him pressed up against me. He thrust into me without warning. His dick slipped right into my dripping pussy. Despite the lack of resistance, he was stretching me far more than my four fingers, and it hurt so much, but it felt so good. I screamed, "Oh no, stop, stop, it hurts." He grabbed my hair and whispered, "I'll stop and leave if that's what you want, but you need this and we both know it." He slowly pulled out of me and I felt my pussy relax. I felt so empty, so lost, and so sad. I was in shock, but I knew he was right and I needed to be filled and stretched. I looked back at him and said, "No, no, I need this. Please, please come use me. Make me your fuck toy." He pushed me to the bed and he thrust back into me. I screamed, "Oh God, fuck me. Fuck me, fuck me so hard. Make me yours." It was at this point that I remembered you, honey. I was so ashamed that I had just thought of you now and not earlier. Even telling you the story, I forgot you were here. It gets me so wet. I was so sad right then, but God, it felt good. So good. It was so much better than you ever fucked me. It was so good to be stretched and not like you do with your little thing on my dry pussy. Not once have I ever felt anything like this. I tried to think of you, but he grabbed my hair and said, "Whose pussy is that?" I instantly said, "It's your pussy. Own it and make it yours. Fill me with your cum." I was shocked. What was I saying? I don't know this man, but I kept saying it. Own me. Use me. Feel me. God, I want you. I need you. I'm your little white whore. Fuck this white cunt. Use it. And then it came. I feel deep within me. An overwhelming feeling. I didn't know what to do. I flung my hands around wildly. I didn't know what this was, but I knew I couldn't handle it. I was panicked. I was scared. And then everything tensed up. And I screamed, "Okay! Okay!" I forgot about everything. I forgot I had a stranger inside me. I forgot I told him to use me and to come in me. I forgot about you. I forgot about everything. It just felt amazing. Wave after wave of this mind-numbing, altering, amazing. Well, I don't know what the feeling was, but it came in waves. I slowly trembled and I came back to my senses and realized where I was and that someone was inside fucking me. I heard, "Yeah, bitch, come on my dick." I got some perspective and felt so dirty. So dirty, like a cheap, filthy whore. But I like it. No, I love it. I was really enjoying this other man's dick in me. I look back at this man who gave me my first orgasm. And I said, "Thank you. Oh, thank you." As I collapsed on the bed. He kept fucking me and pounding so deep in me. I didn't know I had places that deep. It was so good, but I was bent. I couldn't move or say anything. I felt him tense up and he grabbed both my shoulders. Then he screamed one more and I felt cups of cum filling my womb. God, he just kept coming. I felt wetness on my pussy as he overflowed my cunt. Wow, this was so fucking hot. So hot, but I was so out of it. I couldn't move. I got up and left without saying anything. And I just lay there in amazement at what just happened. Cum dripping out of my pussy and a smile on my face. "Honey? Honey, are you okay?"